My name's Phil Wiggins, I'm a Chief Inspector working for Safer Leeds, so with Leeds City Council and West Yorkshire Police as a partnership approach.
So what's going on here this morning?
This morning, as you've seen, we've got a store with a number of partners and agencies here, trying to get a message across to the public of Leeds in relation to those who are actively begging within the city centre. Top and bottom of the approach is that you will, as a commuter, see beggars in Leeds City Centre, particularly at those high footfall times throughout the day. And you might wonder, do I give cash, do I not give cash? A lot of people have the sympathy side of them, and the sympathetic view is that they see somebody sat there, it's cold now, they're wrapped up, they're not particularly clean, they look dishevelled, so therefore they're homeless. And it's a very easy assumption to make. What we're trying to get across today is that in a lot of circumstances, these individuals are not necessarily homeless. And through our great connections here and the great work that's been undertaken in terms of identifying those individuals out begging, understanding their personal circumstances, we're able to paint a very clear picture now of, is this person destitute and in need of support? If they are, we refer and pathway through that. It's one-to-one engagement. So if they are homeless, as an example, there are schemes and processes that can very quickly kick into action and get somebody a home. The other side of this is, of course, those who persistently beg, who we know have tenancy, they're in receipt of benefits, they're not destitute. These people are playing on the sympathy of the public of Leeds by basically conning them and asking them to give money, where the reality is it's a lifestyle choice. So there's a fine balance here, and it's very important from my perspective as a police officer that people understand this is not an enforcement campaign. This is a partnership-led approach that looks to tackle begging absolutely from A to Z. So understand every individual, get them the appropriate support, and those who desist to engage or take that support and have a lifestyle choice, then there's some form of sanction at the end of it. And in this case, from the Leeds partnership approach, this is a civil injunction that's going to take them to court. So that's the first message. The second message is, if the public of Leeds want to give to individuals, that's fine, but there are alternative ways of doing so. So, for example, you can buy a prepaid voucher from St George's Crypt, which will, if you give that to a beggar, that will give them a hot meal, or in some cases even a roof over their head for the night. But more importantly, it will give them a hot meal. And what I'd ask people not to do is give your hard-earned cold cash to a beggar, because you don't necessarily know whether it's going to be used for, I'm going to use this money to find accommodation, or is it because I'm going to use this because I use alcohol, I use drugs, or I'm just going to use it for my own purposes. So it's a very clear message, but one that is definitely partnership-led and is the right approach to take for those in Leeds.